Yeah, we're holding Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Again, we're in the middle of Shaila, if Mashkin, any type of liquid, is it Mekabel Tumma Mediraisa or not? Toshima, in the middle of Gemara, in the middle of the Yomid. Al Maha Tzitz Meratza. There's a Chiddush that the Kohen Gadol, when he wears his Tzitz, it's Meratza, it makes a certain type of a Psul kosher. On what, which Psul is it Meratza that the Korban is still kosher? Al Hadam V'Yala Bosa V'Yala Chelev Shinitmu. The Dam of the Korban, or else the meat before you make that krov, you put it on the mizbeach, fiala chelu, shenitu became tomei. Bein b'shoyge, bein b'mezid, bein b'yenis, bein b'rotzen. Bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur. Whether the tumah came about, b'shoyge, b'mezid, whether it's a korban yochid or the korban tzibur, this is the case that the tzitz is meratzah, that if the kohen makes the zrikas adam, even though the dam is tomei, and mitchilu, you're not supposed to do it, but if he did it, the loch is if the korban is kosher. But our koponim, you see that there's a case that the dam could become tamei, and to the Gemara again, midrabonin. This dam is only tamei midrabonin. Udoloi ki Yosef ben Yehuzer is tereda. And again, not like the edus of Yosef ben Yehuzer is tereda that he said in the Beis Hamikdash, the rabbonin were not gozer any tuma. No, this brisa holds that the rabbonin were gozer tuma midrabonin on dam in the Beis Hamikdash. So if this dam became tamei, that's the chiddush at the tzitz is merata. Toshima, come on, bring another raya. V'noso Aaron es oven hakodeshim. Now this is going to be a kasha because we're bringing down the posik. Mash mitzmidi raisa. That the posik says v'noso Aaron es oven hakodeshim. Aaron carries a certain chet, a certain oven of kodeshim. That means even though it shouldn't be done, but if you do it because of Aaron, because of the tzitz, the korban is kosher. Which psul in the kodshim do we say that because of Aaron, because he's wearing the tzitz, for the ever the korban is kosher? Im oven pigul, if you're talking about the oven of pigul that was a psul b'shas the kohen shechted the korban, or any one of the dalad avodis, he had the wrong machshava to do which chuslas manoi or chuslam kaimoi, so that makes the korban pigul. Harei kva nema, the other posik says clearly lo yerotze. That lo yerotze, the korban is not kosher. So you can't say that the tzitz is meratze, because the pasuk says lo yerotze, that korban is posel. Im oven noiser, if you want to say we're talking about we left the meat overnight too long, or else the dam too long, it has the psul noiser on it, that you're not allowed to eat it anymore. Harei kvar nema lo yechoshev. The pasuk says lo yechoshev, that's psul. You can't make a kosher anymore. But eino noiser, on which chet, on which psul do we say b'dievet if you do it, the korban is still kosher? Al oven tumah, in the case where the dam poshut became tummy. Shehutro miklala b'tzibur. Why is this psul tummy different? Because there's a klal by a korban tzibur, it's hutra, you're allowed to bring it even though the korban is tummy. Even though the kahanim are tummy. So since by korban tzibur, the din of tumah is hutra, or the chuya, who are din by korban yochid? Even though you're not supposed to bring the korban if the dam became tummy. But b'dievet, if the kohen made this rikas adam, the lachri is the korban is kosher. Why? Because the tzitz, when the kohen gadol wears his tzitz, that's meratzah. But the Gemara, I'll call upon it from here, we have a raya though, my lav tumas dam, like what became tomei? L'chura the dam became tomei. And of this, we have to have a chiddush that the tzitz is meratzah. And here we're talking about a posik midiraisa. So it's mashma, even midiraisa, dam, which is a mashke, which is a liquid, could be makabel tumam. That's why I need a posik to say that the tzitz is meratzah. And the Gemara again, no, amarav papa loy, tumas kemotzen. I say that the posik says that the tzitz is meratzah is going by a mincha. By a mincha we bring the flour and the oil mixed together. There's a loch of the kohen has to take a kemitza. A kemitza means a handful out of the mincha he takes, and that handful he throws on the mizbeach, which is hukterm, which is just like the zrikas hadam by a korban. Just like by a korban, you have to take the dam and spritz it on the mizbeach. That's the kapora. When you bring a mincha, what's the kapora of a mincha? The kohen takes a koimitz. He takes a handful out of the flour and oil mixed together and puts this handful on the mizbeach. So that's what we're talking about. If this koimitz was tamei, so even though matchilu you're not supposed to bring it, but for the evidence, if the kohen brought it, still it's kosher. Why? I tuma is posel. That's the chiddush in the posik. V'nosa aronis oven hakodeshim. There's such a chet like tumah that b'dievet, if you do it, it's kosher. Because we say that tzit is meratza. But you have no raya from here that mashke, any type of a liquid, is makabel tumah midiraisa. Toshima, come on, bring your raya. the Pasuk in Haggai says, Ish Bisar Kodesh Bichnaf Bigdoi, V'noga Bichnofoi, El HaLechem, V'el HaNosid, V'el HaYayin, V'el Shemen, V'el Kol Maichel, HaYikdosh. Now here Haggai was giving them really a test. He was asking the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash, by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, if they giving them a test if they know Hilchos Tumah. So yes, the must can be the Alochom, if the Bosa Kodesh, Rashi said that means like a sheretz, that a person had a sheretz in the corner of his begid that touched the lechem, so the lechem becomes a rishon l'tumah, v'yel ha-nozid, then the lechem touches a nozid like a cholent, like a beans, that became a sheni l'tumah, v'yel ha-yayin, then the nozid touched the yayin, made it into a shlishi l'tumah, v'yel ha-shemen, and then the yayin touched the shemen, made it into a revi l'tumah. This is what Haggai was asking the Kohanim, is there such a thing as a revi l'tumah by Kodesh? Or else v'yel kol maichol, or else if the yayin touched any type of a food. So he asked them, "Ha'yigdosh, would it become tamei?" Vayanu akahanim vayomru loy. And the Kohanim answered back, it said, "No, it wouldn't become tamei." That's the way the Kohanim answered. Now, v'yomar Rav learns, "Ishtabish kahani." So the Kohanim made a mistake, because we know the locher is that a shlishi makes a revi by kodesh. For a korban, anything to do with hegdish, it has a din tumas revi on it. So Rav says the Kohanim made a mistake. But what's the kasha from here? Like Rashi says, Ishtabish Ketap Rashi and Daf Yudzayin, Ishtabish Kani Shetiru Revi Bakodesh. That's what Rav says, that they made a mistake. Now Alma, we see from here though that Yain Veshem and Damashki Beis Mitzvot Chayim Ninu, the Chur is talking about the wine and the oil that was in the Beis Hamikdash, and still Umetamu, and still it's Makabo Tuma, and who are then it's Matama something else? So even if you want to tell me here it's Tomei Midrabonin, but I call upon him, you see, not like Yosef Ben Uweza said that it's Torah in the Beis Hamikdash, because here we're talking about a posik. So you see that in the Beis Hamikdash it had Tumas Mashkin on it, that it was Matana, the Shemen or the Yain, to make it into Revila Tumah. And therefore Rav says they made a mistake. So there's a Kash on the Man Yemba before that says that in the Beis Hamikdash there's no Tumah at all on Mashkin. And for the Gemara, Midi Hai Taime El Rav. Who are we asking this Kasher Khan according to Rav? Because Rav is the one that says the kind of made a mistake here. But the more Rav, Mashke Beis Mitzvachaya Toni. Rav learned that Yosef Ben Ureza before said over in Edus, that in the Beis Hamikdash there's no Tumah even Midrabonin on Mashke, it wasn't on any Mashke, any liquid in the Beis Hamikdash. It was only on the liquid Beis Mitzvachaya where they shechted the animals. In other words, the liquid of the blood, or else water that they used to clean it off. Those two are not makabel tumah at all in the Beis Hamikdash. Hey, since it's only midrabbanan anyway, so in the Beis Hamikdash, drabbanan weren't going to tumah to matama the Beis Hamikdash. But they only said this kula by these things that's very shchiach with the makabel tumah. Mashenkein, avo mashkei bei midvachaya, beit midvachay, but the water that goes upon the mizbeach, midvachay means the mizbeach, is matamo. That Rabbonin didn't make any special gzeirah. So therefore, since like shemen v'yayin, oil and wine, these are things that goes on the mizbeach, either by the mincha or else you put the yayin from the sochim on the mizbeach, these things Rabbonin didn't make any special takonim. So therefore, since there's a general cloud that mid Rabbonin, all type of liquids are makabel tumah, so yayin v'shemen is also makabel tumah even in the Beis Hamikdash. That the Eidus was before then, the Beis Hamikdash, it's torn, it's only on the mashke of the Shpeis HaShchitim, where they shechted by the blood and by the water. That, the Mepharshim say, the Svar is because those are very Shchiach, so if those would be Mekabel Tumah, there would be too much Tumah in the Beis Hamikdash, Rabbanon doesn't want that. But the Shemen V'yayin wasn't so Shchiach to become Tamei, by since they watched it much more, so therefore it wasn't Shchiach, Rabbanon did not make any special takonah to say that it's torn. So therefore, this test that Haggai was given to Kohanim was a test about the yain and the shemen, which has a din tumah midrabbanan. So therefore, Rav says the Kohanim made a mistake, because really in the Beis Hamikdash there has a tumah midrabbanan mashkim that the yain and should have made the shemen for a vila tumah. So they made a mistake to say it's Torah because really it's tumah. So the margufa on top we learned before that Rav Oma ishtabish kani. That the Kohanim answered wrong, they didn't pass the test. That's the way Rav learns. Shmuel lama lo yishtabish kani. Shmuel says no. The Kohanim answered very good. The Kohanim gave the right answer. But the Kohanim said that this last, Shemen or Kol Maichel is Torah, they were right. What's the pshat? Why? Rava mishtabish kahani. Rav said that the kahani made a mistake because Ravi ba'kodesh boyim minayu. Chagai yestem b'shailo, is this less shemen? Is does it become Ravi l'tumah? That was the shailo. By tumis in the mikdash, does it become Ravi l'tumah? The yomru leitor, and they answered back that Torah said it made a mistake because we know by kodshim there is a din tumah Ravi. So therefore, the way Rav learns, they made a mistake. Shmuel says, no, the Kanim did not make a mistake. They answered right. Why? Because Chamishi Bakodesh Boyim Inayu. Chagai asked them the Shaila about a Chamishi. Does the Revi make even a fifth one Tomei? The Yomru Leit Tor, and they answered back that's Tor, which is right. There's no Din Chamishi even by Kodesh. Now the Gemara explains. Bishleim El Rav, according to Rav, we understand. Hainu Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Abo. The Pasuk talks about four different foods, one after another. And so it's talking about, the Chiddush was, is there Revi or not? And the Pasuk says Lechem. In other words, the Sheretz touched the Lechem. So the Lechem is a Rishon. The Nozid, that's a Sheni. The Yain is a Shlishi. The Shemen is a Revi. So that was the question, is there a Revi L'tumma by Chiddush or not? And they answered, it's Tahor. And Rav said they made a mistake. Elul is Shmuel. But according to Shmuel, Chamishi Minolai, what's the right from this Pasuk? We're talking about a Chamishi the fifth. It only says four cases here. And for the Gemara, Miksiv Noga Knofoi, does it says what? That the Knaf means the Sheretz, that's in the corner of the Beged, the Sheretz itself, touch the Lechem, that the Lechem is a Rishon L'tumam, V'noga Bichnofoi Ksiv, with the base it says, Bichnofoi. What does that mean? Bema Shenoga Bichnofoi. In other words, what touched the bread wasn't the Sheretz itself, but the Sheretz in the corner of the Beged touched something else. That thing became a Rishon L'tumah. And that something else now went ahead and touched the Lechem. Therefore, the Lechem is a Sheni L'tumah. And when it touches the Nozid, it makes it a Shlishi. And when it touches the Yain, it makes it a Revi. And then when it touches the Shemen, that's a Chamishi. So that was Chagai's question to the Kanim. Could a Revi make a Chamishi by Kodesh? And they answered back to Kanim, no, that it's Tor. And according to Shmuel, that's a good Teretz, because that's the Locha. There's no Din Chamishi, even by Hilchas Kodeshim. So, Mela, from here against me, we have Naraya. So, the halacha is Tumas Mashkin, Midiraiso, Midirabonin, or was it Torah Lagamri? Here it could be Madchan. This was a Tumas Midirabonin here, it could be. And even according to Rav, it's that Yosef ben Reza said it was Tor, it's only Torah the Mashke of Beis Midvachay, or where they make the Shechita, the blood and the water. Mashenkein, Bei Midvachay, that's by the Mizbeach. The Yain Vishemin that has Tumah Midrabonin. Toshima, come, let's hear. I'll bring you another Raya again from the Pasuk in Chagai. Vayoy Mechagai. His Chagai gave the Kahneman a second test. Im Yiga Tomei Nefesh Becholeila. What's going to be the case of a Tomei Nefesh? Poshu the Tomei Nefesh means if a person touched a mace, he becomes an Avatumah. Now this person went Hayitamei. If this person touched now the Lechem and the Noz of Yain Vishemin, would they become Tomei or not? In other words, posh this exact same question. Can you have a Revi by Kodesh or not? Vayana wa kahanim, vayomru yitma. And here the Kahanim answered back and says, yes, it's Tomei. So the Morbishleim, Shmuel and Luchura, they were right. And the halacha is, there is a Revi by Tumah. So here the Kahanim, Vaistois, knew the halacha is a Revi by Kodesh. So therefore the Gemara says, Bishleim, Shmuel, Bishleim, according to Shmuel, midahoch elo yishtabish. Just like by the second question, the Kahanim knew the halacha is that a Tomei mace could make something into Revi. There is, if a Tomei mace touches the Lechem, that's a Rishon. And the Lechem touches the Nozir, that's the Sheni. And the Nozir touches the Yayin, that's a Shlishi. And the Yayin touches the Shem, that's a Revi. And the Kanim answered back, yes, that's Tomei. So they knew this halachom is awesome. Namelo Yishtabish. It's very good according to Shmuel that the first question, even though they know the halacha that a Revi is Tomei, they answered there that it's Tor, because it was talking about the Chamishi, about the fifth one. And Taka, they knew it. So according to Shmuel, it's good what the Kahanim knew the halach is. They knew that there is a Revi, but there's no Chamishi. Elo l'Rav. But according to Rav, Maish nohocha d'yishtabish, Maish nohosam d'lo yishtabish. How come by the second question, by Tomei Meis, they answered right, that a Revi is Tomei? So how come by the first question, I was talking about a Sheretz, if it touched the Lechem, and Lechem, the Nozer, and Nozer, the Yain, the Shemin, that they ever answered wrong? According to Rav, how come? Like if they knew there's a halacha of Revi, why didn't they answer before? Have the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah. I'll tell you a teretz like this. I'll tell you that b'kiyin hein b'tumas meis, that they knew the halacha about a tamei meis. When a person that touched the meis, he's a rishon l'tuma. When he touches the lechem, that they knew it becomes a rishon, and the nazar becomes a sheni, and the yam becomes a shlishi, and the shemen becomes a revi. So the hilchos tamei meis, that they knew the halacha is, they thought that tamei meis is chomer. That could make a revi. But the first question about if a sheretz touches the lechem and the lechem, the nozah, the yayin, yeshemin, that they weren't bekim. They didn't know how strong tameh sheretz is. They thought there maybe it only makes a shlishi and not a revi. That's why the first question they answered wrong, according to Rav, even though that was also a question, could there become a revi by kodesh or not? And there they made a mistake because that was talking about tameh sheretz. But the second question, which was talking about tameh meis, that they were bekim, that they knew that loch is about. So the more revi, I'm another teretz. Revinu Amar Hosam Revi. The first question was by a sheretz touches the lechem and the lechem, the nozid, and vaitek goes into Revi. And that they didn't know. They didn't know that there's a Revi even by kochim. Aba Hocha Shlishi. But here the second question was, well, does the shemen become a shlishi or not? And that they did know. They knew that a shlishi becomes a tamei. They just didn't know that a shlishi could make Revi. In other words, Ravina is answering, there's no difference between Tameh Sheretz and Tameh Meis. They knew that Loch is applied to both of them. But they thought only that there's a Shlishi, not a Revi. Now, why was the second question a Shlishi? It's talking about the exact same case, the Lechem, the Nozah, the Yain, and the Shemin. So Rashi learns Pshat is, Rashi says, Ravina Omar Lohoya Bekim, Rashi learns, Lohoya Bekim Revi Bakodesh Klau. They did not know any Aloch that there's a Revi Bakodesh. But the second question about Tomei Meis was a question about a Shlishi. Why? We're not talking about a person that touched the Meis and that person touched the Lechem. Ela Meis Mamish. Now we're talking about the Meis himself. Kleimar. Tumas Nefesh Umeis Avi Avois. That the Meis itself is Navi Avois HaTomot. The lechem av, and now the lechem touched the mace. So when the lechem touches the mace, Rashi learns that the lechem becomes an avatuma. Therefore, the nozid, when the lechem touched the nozid, that's a rishon. The yain became a sheni, the shem and shlishi. And on that taka they knew. They knew that a shlishi is tamei bakochim. Because we're talking about that the mace, the bread touched the mace itself. So according to Rashi, the chidishir, that bread could become an avatuma. How could bread be an avatuma if an av touches the mace himself? Now Tosfos asked the kasha here that the Gemara Nida says, mapelis, the whole dover shein loy tara b'mikvah eino nas avatuma. Anything that if it's tummy, you cannot be tevel in the mikvah doesn't take away its tuma, it can't become an avatuma. Now luchura noicho, like lechem, there's no din mikvah, you can't be tevel lechem in the mikvah, it's not matirit. So if it doesn't have a tarab and mikvah, why do we say that a lechem could become an avatumah? So Tosfos answered, maybe you could say it doesn't become an avatumah to matama odin v'kedim, for it does become an avatumah to matama mashkin like Abu Sugi here. But Tosfos learns a different pshat here, and according to Tosfos and Echnami, bread can never become an avatumah. Right. So Kolponim, so far we have no rayas, or if a mashkin could be mekabatumah midirais or not. Toshma, come, let's go bring another raya. Vayan Chagai, Chagai answered here after he gave him the test. Vayomer kein or mazeh, v'chein agoy azeh lefnei lefonai nyum Hashem. Now this is the way this nation is in front of Hashem. The Rashi says the real demur means the end of the pasuk. At the end of the pasuk says the crew of v'chein komaisi deyem asher yekrivu sham tamihu, that all the things the Kohanim did was tamih. So Bishleim of the Rav, according to Rav, we understand this. Haino, the Sea of Tomei, whatever they did was Tomei, because they didn't know the halachas. They didn't know there's such a thing as a Revi by Kodesh. Therefore, they brought a Revi, even though it was Tomei. Elul is Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, it says no. They didn't know the halachas are my Tomei. Why did Chagai, after the test, say what they're doing is Tomei? And the Gemara, Itumuye Kometama. No, it didn't really mean to say what they were doing was Tomei. But he was like, Matami, he was wondered. Like, people were saying they were doing bad things. He, like, wondered, where do they do bad things? He saw that they knew the halachas. It says, and all the things they did was Tomei. Mashma, not that he was wondering why, but they actually did bad things. So according to Shmuel and Shmuel, according to Shmuel, they knew that Allah is Tumah, so what was doing wrong? The Quran, they were makbid on Hilchas Tumah, on a Revi'i L'Tumah. Now the Gemara, Oma Mazutra, Vitema, Ravashi, Mitech Shekilkulu, Es Masayim, since they were doing other Averis, and Echnami, could be Hilchas Tumah, they knew. They were makbid on a Revi'i L'Tumah. But I call upon them, they did other Averis. Since they were doing other Averis to Kahanim and the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, is Malalei Makosev, Kilu et Rivu B'Tumah. The Pasuk says as if all the Avodah was done B'Tumah. Since they weren't makbid on all the Averis, it would look as if they did everything B'Tumah. Rashi says, Shekulkulam Asayim, L'yachaz man hoyim esnabe, Shekulkulam Asayim. That later on he gave a Navi, Nebuah, that they will do Averis. Rabbi Yishayni B'Shar Averis. Simar Gufa. On top we learned, Rav Toni Mashke Beis Mitzvachaya. Rav learns that what was the edus of Yosef ben Yerezi Yisraeda? That in the Beis Hamikdash, it's tor, it's only tor, the water by the Shechita, either the water there or the dam. Mashenkin, the yain, the shemen on the Mizbeach, that could be Makabot Tumah, a kopon and midirabonon, even in the Beis Hamikdash. For Levi though, Levi says no. For Levi, Tona Mashka Bei Mitzvachay. Rav, Levi learns even the water that's brought on the mashkim, the liquid that's brought on the Mizbeach, it also is tor in the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbanu Magoizer, like that should not be a Makabot Tumah reader. Which mashkin is that? That's the yain and the shemen. That's the way Levi learns. So the Mishnah like this. The Levi, according to Levi, that says, even the yain v'shemen in the Beis Hamikdash was tor, abizoy honicha, it's good, isvira like a Shmuel. If he's going to learn the way Shmuel learned pshat in the edis of, Yosef ben Yerez Yisraeda, the Yoma, that Shmuel said, that dochem letama tumas acherim, that he was made an edis, that tor, it's only tor, it's not going to be metama something else. But these mashkim in the Beis Hamikdash has a din called ponim midirabonon to be mekabel tumah. That's the way Shmuel learns. So if Levi learns like Shmuel, then it's good. This pasuk in Chagai. Mishkachas lo denagi kula berishin. That Chagai said is the tomei of the yain and the shemen. We're talking about that they all touched the rishin. That's how these things are called ponim could become tomei. Yeah, like Rashi learns that. That really, according to this, Shmuel could say that Chagai asked him two different questions. First, the question was, what about if any one of these things, the yayin, the shemen, touches Rishin Tumah? And that taka could be Mekabel Tumah, it becomes Tumi. And then the last second question was, what about the yayin? Could it be Metama, the shemen? And that the answer is back, no. And Shmuel says the answer is right. So according to Shmuel, if Levi is going to hold like Shmuel, that even though Levi says there was a takonim, that on the yain v'shemen and the Beis Hamikdash should not be mekabel tumah, but it's only that it wasn't mekabel tumah. But it has the right, it that the edus was only that it's not matama something else. In other words, it itself could be mekabel tumah. Then it's good as posik that the yain v'shemen could be mekabel tumah. It's only an edus that on the Beis Hamikdash the rabbanim made exer, it's not matama something else. That's good. Eli savalei kirav. But if you're going to tell me now, Levi learns pshat like Rav learned the Yomar. That Rav said over what was the Yedis of Yosef ben Yerezer, what was at the corner of the Rabbonin in the Beis Hamikdash, that Dochin Mamish, that all the Mashki in the Beis Hamikdash was Tohor Legamri, it wasn't Mekabel Tumah at all. And Levi learns that the corner was not only on the blood and the water, but it was even on the Yain and the Shemen also. How could then Levi learn Pshan Chagai in his Posig? How could the Yain or Shemen become Tumi? And for the Gemara, Korcha Kishmul Sirle. According to Levi, you have to say he holds like Shmuel, that the Edis was only that it's not Metama, something else, but it itself could be Mekabel Tumah. So the Gemara, Ulu Shmuel, even according to Shmuel, when Shmuel says that it's Mekabel Tumah, it's just not Metama, something else. Ha Nicha, this is good, Yisav Olo Karav. If he learns like Rav, the Toni Mashke Beis Mitbechei, that which mashke is tor only the water and the blood. Alvo mashke be midvechei, but the mashke, the liquid of the yain v'shem that goes on the mizbeach, achrin nami metamo, it could even be metamo something else, abezoi revi hudaloyavid. It's mashke what that they, revi hudaloyavid chamishi, that they knew this question, that the revi could not make a chamishi. That's where they answered, according to Shmuel, they answered right, that it's Torah, because the question was, could Revi make a chamishi? They said no. But it's mashma shlishi yavid revi. But mashma is only because it's chamishi. But if the yain would have been a shlishi, the question is, could the yain make a shem and a revi? Mashma, they would have said, yes, it is. So why should it be metama? Because he holds that the gzera wasn't set upon wine and shemen, therefore there could be, there are tamei, and they could be metama something else also. Ela isa v'laka Levi, but if you can tell me now, Shmuel holds like Levi, the tani that Levi learned, mashke be midvachein, that the tekona was even on the shemen v'yayin, in the base of Migdish, that they're also not mekabutum, or not metama something else, habizoi ma'ira revi, to lo yavid chemishi, why did the Kohanim just have to answer a chag? I asked them the question, could this yayin that's a revi make a shemen? Afilu sheni shlishi nami lo yavdi. Even if the yayin would be a rishon, it also can't be matama the shemen to make them to a shlishi. Because according to Levi, it's tor, that was a takonim, that in the base of Migdish, even the yayin b'shemen is tor. So how could the pasuk say, only because the chemishi it's tor? Mashmi, if it would have been a revi, it would have been tamei. All right, it's not true. Now for the Gemara, you have to say, Karav's really. You have to say that Shmuel holds also like Rav. That it was a new takon in the base of Migdish. That it's not Makabal Tumah, it only went upon the mashke of the base Midbechein, where they made the shchita of the blood and the water. Re'nachanami, the yain and the shemen, there's no special takonim. Therefore, I call upon him midirabonin. It was Makabal Tumah, and it wasn't a Kabimatama, something else. I call upon him midirabonin. So the more Tanya Kavosid the Rav, Tanya Kavosid the Levi. I have a Ryan now to Rav, and I have a Ryan now to Levi. Again, this Shaila Klo, where was this Nutakoni in the base of Migdish, that the Mashka there is not Makabal Tumah. But Tanya Kavosid Levi, I have a Ryan to Levi that even the Yain and the Shemin was also not Makabal Tumah in the base of Migdish. What's the Ryan for Levi? Well, it says, the Brisa says, Hadam, if you have the blood in the base of Migdish, or else clearly, the Hayain via Shemin, or else you have the wine or the oil. Or else any water, mashke be midbechei, any water that goes on the mizbeach, shenit mu bifnim. If a sheretz touched it inside the base of Migdish, voitzia mechutz, and then we take it outside the base of Migdish, still tohirim, still it's tor. The Raisa's claw, this price hold that mashkim is not mekabel tumah midiraisa, it's only midirabbonim, and rabbonim made this gezera that in the base of Migdish is not mekabel tumah at all. Let's say when it was outside the base of Migdish, then the sheretz touched it. So midirabbonin, it was makabel tumah tamei midirabbonin. Now v'chnisa mifnim, and now they brought it inside to the base of Migdish. The lachar is tameim. Still, it remains tamei since it was makabel tumah outside the base of Migdish, and that's there's no gzera to say it's tor. Therefore, it remains tamei even though you bring it inside. So it is a raya to a levi. That even Yain v'shemen was also a takana not to be mekabel tumah in the base of Migdish. If you think more, any, it's not right to have a kasher on this brisa. V'yomer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said over that mashke de midbechei lo yomru dochein elibim koyman. That there's a takana that this mashke, this water in the base of Migdish is tor. It's only tor bim koyman when it's inside the base of Migdish in its place. So l'chura, my lab, doesn't this mean to say lemute nitla b'fnim, that even if a case true there were the sheretz touched this water inside the base of Migdish, but now if they take it outside, now it's not b'mkoymim anymore. Maybe now the tumah should be chal. In other words, that we say in the base of Migdish is Torah is not the pshat like a sheretz never touched it. No, a sheretz touched this yain just inside the base of Migdish, the tumah is not chal. It's like something's holding it back. But when it comes outside, it automatically becomes tummy. This is not like the Brisa. So the Marloi, that's not pshat in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Loi lemute nitmu bachutz. He means to say only it's tor if the tumah came about inside. But if it became tummy outside the Beis Hamikdash, and then the chnisim ifnim, then they brought this yain or mashk or shemen into the Beis Hamikdash, still it's tummy. Why? Because it depends where it was makabel tumah. Fred Gemara v'obim kaimim kumer. Smash in its place, and that's all, only inside. But when it comes outside, it becomes tummy again. Merhochi kama. This is what Rabbi Shuba ben Levi meant to say. Lo yomru dochin, it's only said that it remains tahor, elisha nitmu.